Diana Porter is the organizer of a major bicentennial celebration of College Hill on Saturday, September 21st. It's called the Hamilton Avenue Road to Freedom, an abolitionist living history tour. Welcome to Local Exposure.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Talk about four neighborhoods, nine living history sites. It's going to be a busy day.
It's going to be a very busy day, and we're there rain or shine because most of this is indoors. We will be starting in Northside. There's a tour of Wesleyan Cemetery at 10:30 and 11:30. Wesleyan Cemetery was the first integrated cemetery, plays a big role in the escape of the 28, which will be celebrated and taught that day. John Van Zandt is buried there, Taylor Bowen, a colored troops member from the 100th and 102nd colored troops who lived in College Hill and was a founder of the College Hill Christian Church. So Wesleyan Cemetery is very tied to our history, so it's a great starting point. Then you can go up the hill to Twin Towers, and that's where the tours really begin. There are three places, Twin Towers, College Hill Presbyterian Church, or the Free Meeting House in Mount Healthy, where you can really start your tour. They'll be showing a video. We had a UC intern in history make a video of our history on the avenue. So a little 10-minute video giving background. Then we've had a wonderful volunteer, Kathy Hale, I can't say enough about, has put together an abolitionist newspaper for the day with lots of articles and background for people to sort of get into the spirit of what was going on the avenue at that time. And on the back is the tour map and all the special events. There'll be concerts and special reenactors all day long at different places. So if you have any special interest in the tour, you can build your own tour, do whatever you want.
So you can drive to Northside or Twin Towers or the Presbyterian Church or up in Mount Healthy. You can start from any of those locations and then just pick up a map and go wherever you like.
Absolutely. And there's parking at every venue except for 6 Acres Bed and Breakfast. For that, the Zebulon Stronghouse, you need to park at Twin Towers. It's a one-block walk. But it's too dangerous up Hamilton Hill for us to have the bus pick people up. There will be a shuttle bus every half hour in College Hill. So if you want to walk, because there are five venues that are very close together, you're welcome to walk and visit and wait for the bus or walk back to your car at Twin Towers, whatever.
What are the five venues that are close together?
Twin Towers, there will be the Forget Me Not Ballroom Dancers. They're going to do some participatory stuff and period dance. And the Hutchinson Family Singers will be there between 12:30 and 2 if you want to hear abolitionist songs sung in the real spirit of the Hutchinson Singers, who actually performed here in Cincinnati in 1846 down at the Smith and Nixon Hall and wanted to come back to raise money for Margaret Garner, but weren't given a hall to perform in. Anyway, so we have these period reenactors in dance and music at Twin Towers. That's one venue. You can park there. You can go down to 6 Acres Bed and Breakfast to go to the old Farmers College site, which is the new Aiken High School that just opened a few weeks ago. That will be the site of a play that Eve Bolton is working on in the afternoon at 1 and 3 with reenactments beforehand. You can go to the Children's Hospital site, which was the Ohio Female College and has a wonderful history, and you'll learn more about that if you stop by. There are a small group of young female reenactors who will be there doing parlor games and talking about being students at the Ohio Female College. Robert Duncanson's going to drop by there, I believe, around noon because he painted the portrait of Freeman Carey, who was a founder of Farmers College and worked with Ohio Female College. Then the Presbyterian Church, which is right about 2 blocks continuing north from there. And there's an abolitionist museum will be on display at the Presbyterian Church with some neat artifacts and big displays, pictorial history of the abolitionist history of the avenue. And then the last site in College Hill is the College Hill mural, which Artworks did a few years ago. And it's across the street from the first log cabin of William and Rebecca Carey in 1813, who were the founders of College Hill. And so actually we have descendants of William Carey who will be on site. It's Jan Huber from Arizona who's flying in to reenact his great-great-great-great, grandfather.
And there's going to be children's activities and also period food?
There is. We'll start with the children's activities. We have several sites. The College Hill Public Library, and that's where we have a John T. Crawford new marker, a state historical marker, is going to be doing children's stories at 2 o'clock. College Hill Presbyterian Church will have children's activities all day long, and there are some period toys for children at the Ohio Female College. And so all along the way, besides there'll be people in period costume doing first-person narratives, living history characters. And they've been working to try to engage younger people, too. We really want younger people to come out, which is why, although our ticket price is $10 in advance, children 17 and under are free. We really want young people to come and learn about this exciting history.
And you can get the tickets at any of those venues?
We have three ticket outlets in Northside at the Market Side Mercantile, and in College Hill, the College Hill Coffee Company, in Mount Healthy, the Covered Bridge Antique Mall. All the reenactors, and we have about 50 people involved, all have tickets, and many of the local churches have taken tickets. So just ask around. I think you can probably find a ticket, or go to our Facebook page, Hamilton Avenue, Road to Freedom, a living history tour, and send us a message. We'll call you. We'll work with you to get you tickets.
And would all the information on locations, the map, and hours of activities going to be on a website or a Facebook
yes,
page?
Yes, it's on our website and linked on our Facebook page. The website is HamiltonAvenueRoadToFreedom.com.
What time are the activities on? This is September 21st?
Yes, September 21st, a Saturday. At 10:30 at our three beginning sites, they have large parking availability, restrooms, so they're easy places to start. Our Twin Towers, the Presbyterian Church in College Hill, or up in Mount Healthy at the Free Meeting House. At 10:30, they'll be starting to sell tickets to those people who don't have tickets day of, and also show our video of the history, the background, so that at 11 o'clock when the sites are open, they'll be ready to go.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful day, and that's all along Hamilton Avenue.
Oh, yes, and at 6 Acres Bed and Breakfast, they are having a cafe serving apple pie and some cobblers and tea and coffee and some really wonderful desserts.
Well, that's wonderful. I've been speaking with Diana Porter, who's the organizer of the celebration of College Hill's Bicentennial. Thanks for sharing this special event.
Thank you.
For Local Exposure, I'm Lee Hay.